There, friends, you heard the world's greatest flautist, James Galway. He hails from Northern Ireland, and some of his friends there, they were playing Crowley's Reel. Now, friends, I'm a bit excited because I want to play for you now a track by Mick Hanley. Now, Mick's been on the music scene for quite some time here in Ireland. Very, very talented musician. And this is the first album of his I've been managed to get my ears on, thanks to my very good friend. Now, listen to this wonderful version. It's entitled My Homeland. I think this is out of this world. Take a listen.
This is my homeland. My heart is here. These are the voices I long to hear. No matter when the sun goes down and the evening light moves like a ghost to starry night, when Sirius twinkles to hypnotize, it's good to sit and realize this is my homeland, my heart is here. These are the voices I long to hear. No matter how far I may roam, I have a home and I have a home. I have a home and I have a home. I love our stories and the teller's gift. I love the lure. Piper's drift, no greener fields do I need to see. These simple things comfort me. This is my homeland, my heart is here. These are the voices I long to hear. Bench where I sit, I think I'd weep for an old refrain and never damn the rain again. This is my homeland, my heart is here. These are the voices I long.
As a musician, friends, I have many likes. One of the most popular of my likes is vocal harmony. I just love listening to vocal harmony and taking part in vocal harmony. There's some lovely vocal harmony in that. Mick Hanley and Homeland. And we'll be hearing more from that album over the coming weeks. Brilliant. And now it's the turn of a ballad group. I played the Mary Black version of this on the programme a couple of weeks ago. This next song. But Barleycorn, a very talented ballad group, they're giving us their version of The Rose of Allendale. And as I think I pointed out to you the last time I played this song, it isn't an Irish song. It's a song from the northeast of England, but it's sung by Barleycorn. And as I say so often, they don't come much more Irish than Barleycorn.
Oh, the sky was clear, the morn was fair, no breath came over the sea. When Mary left her island home and wandered forth with me, all flowers deck the mountainside and fragrance fill the vale. By far the sweetest flower there was the rose of Allendale. Sweet rose of Allendale, sweet rose of Allendale, by far the sweetest flower there was the rose of Allendale. Faith began to lower, consoling still was she to me in sorrow's lonely hour. Oh, tempest wrecked my lonely boat and rent her quivering sail. One maiden form stood the storm was the rose of Allendale. Sweet rose of Allendale, sweet rose of Allendale, one maiden form which stood the storm was the rose of Allendale. And when my feeble lips were parched on Africa's burning sands, she whispered words of happiness and tales of foreign lands. My life had been a wilderness, unblessed by fortune's gain. Had fate not linked my love to her, sweet rose of Allendale. Sweet rose of Allendale, sweet rose of Allendale. Had fate sweet rose of Allendale.
The lovely version of the song Rose of Allendale, sung for us there by Barleycorn. Okay, now it's time for Country and Irish again. Now, you all know about Country and Irish. It's a song that usually is an Irish song, given a country slant and sung well by most of the country singers here in Ireland. This is as good as country as you'll get anywhere. I'm talking about Mike Denver. No, he's no relation to John. And as strange as it may seem, he's just come up with a track. We've been featuring Galway. I think we started with Galway and we had something else from Galway as well. Here's another one, because Geraldine, who's gone abroad and she's in America, but at night time she's dreaming of Galway. Listen to the lyrics. I think it's lovely. Mike Denver.
dawn it is breaking and Geraldine's waking so far from a place she calls home. A new day's dawning and Geraldine's longing so far away over the phone. She always intended to travel, but she never intended to stay. Now Geraldine's thinking of Galway, but Galway's a long way away. Geraldine's thinking of Galway again, you can tell by the look in her eyes. Sometimes alone in the nighttime, Geraldine cries. She can still see the moon over Clada, or the sun going down in Clubay. Geraldine's thinking of Galway so far, far away. The bandit is playing and Geraldine's swaying to the tune of a pair of brown eyes. Now somebody calls for a small bit of order when the fiddler plays Danny Boy. As she listens, the music transports her so far away over the sea. Now Geraldine's thinking of Galway, and that's where she's longing to be. Geraldine's thinking of Galway again, you can tell by the look in her eyes. Sometimes alone in the nighttime, Geraldine cries. She can still see the moon over Clada, or the sun going down in Clubay. Geraldine's thinking of Galway so far, far away. Of Galway again, you can tell by the look in her eyes. Sometimes alone in the nighttime, Geraldine cries. She can still see the moon over Clada, or the sun going down in Clubay. Geraldine's thinking of Galway so far, far away. Yes, Geraldine's thinking of Galway so far, far away.
I like that song. I think it carries a lovely message. Geraldine's thinking of Galway, and sometimes alone in the night, Geraldine cries. And I love the quote from Galway Bay at the end. Nice track. Now I'm going to play for you another favourite. This one, well, I'm not quite sure how long ago it is since I played it, but I haven't played this version of it. This is the story of the young girl who is spinning at the spinning wheel, and her blind grandmother is sitting by the fire, nodding, falling asleep, and she says, "Eileen, I hear somebody tapping." And the young girl says, "No, Granny, it's not. It's only the ivy against the window." And she says, "Eileen, I hear somebody crying." She said, "No, it's not. It's the sound of the autumn winds dying." "What is it?" "It's her young man knocking on the door saying, 'Come on down here.'" And she says, "I can't." He says, "Get up on the stool and spin the wheel with your foot and jump." And what does she do? She does exactly that. Listen to the wonderful version that I acquired recently of Nana Mouskouri, the Greek singer, singing and telling us the story of the spinning wheel.
Mellow the moonlight to shine is beginning. Close by the window, young Eileen is spinning. Bent o'er the fire, her blind grandmother sitting, is crooning and moaning and drowsily knitting. corner, I hear someone tapping. 'Tis the ivy, dear mother, against the glass flapping. I surely hear somebody sighing. 'Tis the sound, mother dear, of the autumn winds dying. There's a form at the casement, the form of her true love, and he whispers with face bent, I'm waiting for you, love. Get up on the stool through the lattice step lightly, and we'll rove in the grove while the moon's shining brightly. Merrily, cheerily, noisily whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel while the foot's stirring. Sprightly and lightly and merrily ringing, sounds the sweet voice of a young maiden singing. The maid shakes her head, on her lips lays her fingers, steals up from the seat, longs to go and yet lingers. A frightened glance turns to her drowsy grandmother, puts one foot on the stool, spins the wheel with the other. Lazily, easily swings now the wheel round. Slowly and lowly is heard now the real sound. Noiseless and light to the lattice above her, the maid steps then leaps to the arms of her lover. Slower and slower the wheel swings, lower and lower and lower the reel rings, ere the reel and the wheels stop their spinning and moving. Through the grove the young lovers by moonlight are roving.
In the grove, by the moonlight, the young lovers are roving. Oh, the madam! The Spinning Wheel from Nana Muscuri. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played a track by the Browns. It was the song that was written by Johnny Cash on his way home after having a great holiday in Ireland. And I've been asked to play it again. So take a listen to the Browns and their version of 40 Shades of Green.
I closed my eyes and pictured the emerald of the sea, from the fishing boats that dingle to the shores of Donadie. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skipperee, the mill
But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her arms and hair so long and brown.
Again, I want to see into the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Chamonix under 40 shades of green.
I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers bend the bulbs and spray the turf.
To see again all the straw the women glean, I'd walk from court to lawn to see the 40 shades of green.
But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. And most of all, I miss her out and hang so long in town.
Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and their 40 shades of green.
The Browns and their interpretation of the Johnny Cash song 40 Shades of Green. And that's what you'll see here in Ireland. Ireland is well known for the green, but they say it's because of the soft rain that falls, that all the plants and flowers and trees, well, they're all different shades of green. 40 shades of green. Now, it's been a bit sleepy around here, so we're going to liven it up a bit. We're going to have an Irish jig, and it's played by a group called Cherish the Ladies, led by Joni Madden. Joni is the world's best whistle player. Oh my golly, can she make that thing talk. Here, there's a very unusual name for a jig. It's entitled the Cat's Meow Jig. So I'm playing this for all cats that might be listening. The Cat's Meow Jig. I know it was a little longer than we usually have, but it was too good to fade. Cherish the Ladies, featuring Joni Madden. Now, the first of my requests is a request from one of my Irish listeners, and she says she hears the programme and enjoys it most weeks. I don't like everything you play, Joe, but I like most of what you play. Is there any possibility you could play again Connie Foley's version of The Wild Colonial Boy? Of course I will. I'm delighted it tells the story of the young man who was born in Ireland and took himself off to Australia and became a highwayman. And, well, that's just how they captured him. Listen to the story of the Wild Colonial Boy.
There was a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and bred in Ireland, in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only pride, his mother's only joy. And dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home and to Australia's sunny clime he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich and helped the poor, he stabbed James McAvoy. A terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. One morning on the prairie, as Jack he rode along, listening to the mocking birds singing their mocking song, out stepped three mounted policemen, Kelly Davis and Fitzroy. They all set out to capture him, the wild colonial boy. Surrender now, Jack Duggan, for you are free to run. Surrender in the Queen's name, for you're a plundering son. Jack plucked two pistols from his belt and proudly waved them high. I'll fight, I'll not surrender, said the wild colonial boy. Jack fired a shot at Kelly, which brought him to the ground. And turning then to Davis, he received a fatal wound. A bullet pierced his proud young heart from the pistol of Fitzroy. And that is how they captured him, the wild colonial boy.
Connie Foley there, telling us the story of the wild colonial boy. And Margaret, I hope you enjoyed that one. Now I'm coming to an artist that I played a couple of times during the last month or so. I'm speaking of Sonny Knowles. Sonny was a great artist, a great cabaret artist in his own right for many years. Fine musician and a fine singer. Wherever Sonny appeared, the venues would be packed. People would be queuing up for hours before the show started. Take a listen to Sonny singing one of his more popular tracks, When the Snow is on the Roses.
Now the golden sun can see us kiss. Every summer day we love like this. When the snow is on, as we walk along the silvery shore, vows we make will last forevermore. When the snow is on, when the sun skies are gone. One more summer will be over, but our love will stay going. When the snow
Sonny Knowles and When the Snow is on the Roses. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played the Moorbourne Tabernacles version of Dammy Boy. I'm going to play it again for you now because I know I'm playing it for a very special person who's listening to the programme for the first time. And I hope she's enjoying what she's heard so far. This, Teresa, is for you. But it's a wonderful arrangement. I just want to say before I play it, that it's a little longer than we normally have, but when you listen to it, you'll realise that it's too good to fade. It's the Mormon Tabernacle Choir's version of Dammy Boy. And listen to this for beautiful singing.